Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you. And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back to 1998. He is the guy we turn to when we want to figure out how to make more profit. He's been helping us understand how to run our businesses better, make more profit for all those years. He's the author of a number of books, including Profit Improvement and Instant Profits is one of his books, Making Your Business Pay. And he's a SCORE volunteer extraordinaire. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, as always, Steve. You know, Steve, one of the things that that's always been interesting to me are the small business owners who, when you ask, say, hey, how's it going? How's business? And they say, well, you know, it'd be better. We wish the economy were better. Or these big box companies are running us out of town. Or why doesn't somebody do something about this or that? And it's the same business that when somebody comes in to do business with them, they treat those prospects and customers like they're stepchildren or something. Have you run it? What's been your experience?
Oh, Jim, I am so frustrated. I have had such personally bad experiences with trying to hire local small companies to do work for me around my home.
Right.
I'd just tear my hair out.
Well, go ahead.
They're spending tens of thousands of dollars on advertising. Then they're not even responding to the requests for proposal that go through. They're not returning phone calls. They're not following up on leads and deals. It's just very frustrating. The local guy should have the advantage.
They're throwing it away. This is what I don't understand. I mean, anybody gives me a little bitty peephole under the tent cover for me to stick my nose under, I'm going in. Right? I'm gonna be on them like white on rice. I'm gonna love them up like within an inch of their lives. They're not gonna know what hit them. And you know what else? Then I'm gonna do the work, and then I'm gonna go back and say, when can we do this again? That was fun.
Yeah, and you know what? They're gonna say, well, gee, we've got to do it again because it was a great experience for me as well. But that's not happening.
You know,
it's not,
you know, Steve,
happening on Main Street.
Let me tell you something. You could, I don't know whether you and I've ever done this. We may have. But you could go back to my website right now. We started archiving in 99. You could go back to my website and find a service-related archive 16 years ago that me and somebody would be saying the same thing.
I
don't understand. I do not understand. But I tell you what, though, Steve, I actually think it's getting worse. I don't think it's getting better. I think it's getting worse. What do you think? Why is that?
I think that some of the small business folks have just forgotten or have never been taught the basic fundamentals of customer care and how to take care of a prospect, how to actually make sure that you can get a customer, keep them satisfied, and then keep them coming back. I think they're in the mindset that the best customer they're going to get is the new customer.
But they're not even taking care. They're not even taking care of the new customers.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
So when you and I were 5 years old, we understood the equation: prospect equals customer equals money equals success.
Absolutely,
right? We knew that.
Yep.
When I was selling vegetables door to door, I knew that. Didn't you?
Yep, when I was cutting lawns and delivering newspapers.
Shoveling sidewalks. What part of this is confusing to people?
We're talking
about you, and you know I love you. You know Steve loves you. But my goodness, it's gotten out of hand. I had an experience this weekend at a locally owned restaurant. A waiter got in my face because I wouldn't let him give me my entree before I was through with my salad.
Oh, my.
He wanted me to take the entree from him, take it from out of his hands while I'm still eating my salad. I wouldn't let him do it. He actually was, I thought I was going to have to stand up and get in his face. In what universe is that acceptable?
None.
I mean, I don't get it, my friends. So before you say, wow, I can't believe those people did that, my friends, look around your own business. Let your business look in the mirror a little bit. It might be you. 20 till. I'm back with Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.